Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for December 11th. Today we're looking at Amos chapter 4 through 6, but I want to focus today on chapter 5, verses 21 to 24. We know that Amos is given by God the ministry of warning, of bringing a message of a wake-up call to his people, that it's time to repent of their sins, to confess their sins and be done with them and return to God. And unless they did, they would continue to face the deprivations that God visited upon them when they refused him in the past and in the present. But I want to focus on chapter 5, verses 21 to 24, a very famous passage in our American history, especially in the Civil Rights era. 5:21 says, I despise your religious feasts. I cannot stand your assemblies. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Recently, Liz and I went to see our son and his wife and kids in Montgomery, Alabama, has been the capital of the Old South. In fact, Montgomery was the first capital of the Confederacy back in the 19th century, prior to the Civil War. And interestingly enough, if you've ever been to Montgomery, you see, if you go down to the capital, that at the very bottom of the capital grounds is Dexter. There's Dexter Road that comes straight down from the capital steps, and right there, a church was built by a former slave as a pastor. He and his congregation pulled together in about 1885 and built Dexter Road Baptist Church. Interestingly enough, they have for now well over a century been a testament to the powers that be in the centers of power of Alabama, that there's a better way, that there's a way of love, a way of forgiveness, a way of change, that is absolutely necessary for the people of the land. And that particular church was actually the only place, the only church that Martin Luther King pastored before he launched into a nationwide civil rights leadership role that God had raised him up for. So I found it very interesting that here we have this little church, Dexter Road Baptist Church, and up at the Capitol steps, at the top of the steps, was a statue in bronze of Jefferson Davis, the first president of the Confederacy. And I thought to myself, how long will that statue of Jefferson Davis continue to stand there? Because down at the bottom of the steps, just beyond the outskirts of the Capitol grounds, there's this little Baptist church as a reminder to the people, not only of the South, but all of the United States and really to the world, of these words that Dr. Martin Luther King used in one of his amazing sermons. Let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never failing stream. Sometimes we forget the power of the small, the oppressed, the neglected, the forgotten, or the despised. It changed the course of our nation for good. And I'm glad to have seen it firsthand in our tour of the city of Montgomery. But it reminds me that Amos's words are forever fresh and vital. There must be justice. There must be righteousness in a land if it is to survive, if it is to prosper, if it is to continue on its life. Otherwise, judgment comes. And my friends, I think we are very close to that judgment in this land because of our lack of righteousness, of our inattention to justice. Well, thanks for joining me today in this Daily Dose on Amos. We'll see you back tomorrow.